It was a sad scene in Dorchester yesterday as hundreds packed the funeral for Jayvon Martin. The mourners heard calls for an end to the violence mixed with eulogies for the 14-year-old model student gunned down in Roxbury last Saturday. WBUR's David Boeri reports that the funeral underscored a tragic history in Boston.
Seeing their well-dressed 14-year-old classmate lying in a casket with a baby blue lining, students from the Timothy Middle School wept. Tears streaked the faces of teachers, family, and neighbors as they overflowed the Greater Love Tabernacle Church in Dorchester. Jayvon's uncle, James Martin, walked to the front of the congregation and posed the question no one from the balcony down could answer.
Tell me why, Lord. Tell me why, Lord. You have to take Jayvon. Tell me, Lord. Tell me. Tell me, Lord.
Affectionately known as Wheezy, Master Mo, and Jay Money, Jayvon Wilson was the morning star in his school, his neighborhood, and his family. A problem solver whose godfather rewarded him with lobster every time he made the honor roll. A model citizen, said the principal. A natural-born mathematician, said one of his teachers.
But what I think me and the students remember most about Jayvon is that giant smile. It was just ear to ear.
The more they praised Jayvon, the heavier weighed the sense of loss to the city at large. And the more senseless seemed his shooting on a basketball court on the border of Roxbury and Jamaica Plain last Saturday afternoon.
I want you to see their tears. I want you to see their pain.
The Reverend William Dickerson thundered.
We're sick and tired of the violence, the bloodshed, the hurt, the pain, the anguish, and we gotta do something about it.
The age of the victim and his clear non-involvement in street gangs is what shocks the city. But that shock and sense of shame comes in cycles. One of the ministers at Jayvon's funeral is the father of Stephen Odom, 13 years old, another Timothy student who was murdered on his way home from playing basketball in 2007. It all reminded me of another 13-year-old's murder. I covered it in 1992, a half mile away from the church that mourned Jayvon Martin yesterday. His name was Dominic Pucci Mount. Back then, tears also streamed down the faces of so many who loved him, such as his sister Crystal.
He was just a good boy, that's all.
No trouble.
No trouble at all.
In school, he'd written a letter to candidates Bill Clinton and George Bush, asking them to stop the killings. But soon after, Pucci was homicide victim number 57 that year. Numbers are what's remembered of most of these victims, the yearly statistics that enable the city to say it's made progress in lowering the murder rate from 152 back then to the low 30s last year.
It seems like it was yesterday,
said his mother, Gloria Bount, thinking yesterday of Jayvon Martin's mother, who, like Gloria, had bought a little suit for her dead baby.
Are things getting better, Gloria?
No, not at all. And I thought about leaving, but there's no hiding place.
The numbers would say otherwise, of course, but the numbers don't have mothers and loved ones and futures. Pucci Mount would have been 31 this year.
To me, it didn't get any better at all because kids are still dying every day.
Shift forward 18 years from Pucci's funeral to Jayvon's funeral yesterday. Pastor William Dickerson.
After today, we need to do something. Don't just talk about it, be about it, do something. If you can't sing, pray.
For a final time, Jayvon's classmates passed his open casket, dedicated to remembering him, just as Pucci's classmates made the same vow years ago. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.